we
just... Well, we didn't have a show last week, and you haven't been on the show for the past month. So, welcome back to the full common room. You are listening to WJOH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, here in Eastern Pennsylvania. I'm Martin.
What, that was so hostile, like right out of the gate.
And he's Evan.
I'm Evan. That took me aback, man. That was, you came at me there.
I'm sick.
Sick of me not being at the show is what it sounds like.
Yes, I am actually.
What can I tell you, man? I had commitments.
You had commitments. The show is also a commitment.
Yeah, I know the show is a commitment. Of course it is. That's why I'm here.
All right, moving on.
Ah, wow. Well, you got to help me out here, pal.
I'm.
You dragged us into this depth.
I'm waiting for this cough drop to be done.
What flavor is your cough drop?
I don't know. Mint?
Did you just spit it out into your mask?
No, I looked That's down. What
it, you went like.
No, I think it's mint. I don't know.
You can't tell.
I don't even think it's actually helping me.
Well, cough drops, it's not like that's like a miracle cure. It's just something to
help maybe. With the cough, but I don't think it's even helping with the cough.
With the, the what?
Cough. Stop laughing.
Describe
at my pain,
your describe your cough. What is it like? Is it like a dry throat or is it
no,
a...
No, like my throat is completely fine.
Mucus?
Yeah.
Well, big
time. Like
a
phlegmy, like pain in the chest type cough.
Yeah. On the pain scale, 1 to 10, where are you at?
Today, not so bad. Like a 6. Yesterday was like a 9. I didn't get out of bed until 6:30 p.m. last night because I just couldn't.
You gotta get out of bed at some point. Wait, you stayed in bed till 6:30 p.m.?
Yes, I
all
just
day?
Could not get out of bed.
All day?
Yes.
It was a Monday. No,
it's a Wednesday today.
It was a Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah.
You stayed in bed till 6:30 p.m.
Not
on
willingly.
A Tuesday.
I was just like exhausted
yes,
and in pain.
Absolutely willingly.
Excuse me, Evan.
You could have very easily gotten out of bed at any time.
I was dying yesterday.
I'm sure you were in pain, but it's not like your legs were broken.
No, but it was... Evan...
I'm just telling you, man. You can't just stay in bed till 6:30 p.m. You're not like you're not the grandparents from Willy Wonka. You know the ones
they,
that stay okay. in bed all
we
time.
So
we've
have we gone over the grandparents
I've,
from Willy Wonka.
I've made that reference.
Did we
last
talk about
year.
How much of a complete
jerk
Uncle Charlie. Joe?
Well, yeah, Uncle Joe, who supposedly hadn't walked in like 20 years, just like gets up and dances after he realizes he's going to go
There's
to the
factory. There's an SNL skit actually about it.
Oh. SNL is like kind of cringe now. It's
There's
like,
some good ones every now and then.
Every once in a while, they'll have a good
majority,
one. But it's all
whenever
just
they
like,
do in the election years, the like
those
debates,
aren't funny.
They're kind of funny.
No, all their political humor's dumb. I think it's all just like God,
you are such a
me
sour person.
I'm.
Are we gonna get into like a fight on our show?
Says the guy, you like just you came after me like claws at the ready, before you even announced the show.
You mean was... the station ID?
Did you?
Yeah, I did both the station.
Yeah, that's what
ID
I was indicating to when I raised my hand.
Yeah. Well, you said show, but I was confused. So what's up first?
All right, we've got two songs coming at you. The first one's going to be by a guy named Donovan. You know Donovan?
Nope.
It's called There Is a Mountain. It's like a funny song, but it's also like a, it's a fun song. And the next one is called Game of Pricks by Guided by Voices. It's a short song. Don't worry. It's like under 2 minutes. So it'll be, we'll just come back after that. And hopefully Martin's in a better mood because,
I'm in a better mood.
You could cut the tension in here with a knife.
It is. The lock up on my garden gets a snail, that's what it is. First there is a mountain, then there sheds his skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds his skin to find a butterfly within. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain. Snow will be a blinding sight to see as it lies on yonder hillside. Lock up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Lock up on my garden gates, a snail, that's what it is. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within. Caterpillar sheds its skin to find a butterfly within.
Welcome back. I can't hear. I didn't know if there was a fade.
Yeah, no, there's
out.
Something. Usually when you turn the mics on, you can hear the music, like the end of the song in the headphones, but that's not happening right now. Did I grab the right head? Yeah, I did.
Can you hear us speaking?
Yeah.
Then no, yes, you grabbed the
meters,
right.
The meter. It's just usually I can hear myself. We're having some irrelevant. What was that face?
I got rug burn on my elbow, so now when I, like, stretch it, it's like,
how'd you get rug burn?
I fell off a couch.
When you're a kid, rug burn is like the fourth biggest thing you have to worry about.
What are the other three?
In terms of like pain as a child, you've got like falling
Lego?
On Lego, yeah, stepping on a Lego, falling on pavement.
Oh yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, like on when you're like at recess and you
pavement
fall.
Or like turf?
Yeah,
like,
turf. Eh. Less, I mean, I didn't. I never
depends
had.
Depends at the speed.
I don't think
turf.
I ever had my first interaction with turf until I was like 13.
No, I think.
Probably
but no,
baseball.
I would say pavement's a bigger issue as a kid.
Pavement and then rug burn was always like when you're at a sleepover, and you
yeah.
You're like playing football inside the house.
Yeah, I don't have that experience.
What was the classic Martin Price sleepover? What was
I
it
had one be? Sleepover.
You had one sleepover?
Yeah.
Who was it with? The other Martin?
The other Martin.
Yeah, I remember yeah. You told me about this.
Martin and Martin.
Two Martins.
Two Martins.
Martin squared.
Yeah, very different Martins, though.
What'd you guys
Korean
do?
And British.
Did you guys play, I don't know, Scrabble?
Why
which is
did
a great
you
game.
Go to Scrabble?
Well, Scrabble's a great game as I've grown older. We went through a little mini Scrabble phase over the summer, my family.
I remember we used to play NASCAR on the Wii, and that was my first introduction to NASCAR.
NASCAR on the
and
Wii?
And I've never liked NASCAR past this.
I've had so minimal interest in NASCAR my whole life.
I just don't see the appeal. Like, I can get... See, the thing, I can get people liking, like, F1.
Yeah.
Yet I can't get people liking NASCAR. Because NASCAR, you're just going in a circle.
People love it.
It's just, like, 100 laps of a circle. Like,
usually
that's
it's
just
like,
boring.
They'll go, like, 500 miles. Like,
It's just, like...
I would assume one lap is 1 mile, I would think. I mean, they're big.
Big laps,
they are big. Like, those stadiums...
It's the biggest spectator sport, isn't
yeah, those,
it?
Yeah, those stadiums are gigantic.
Sport.
There's one... when I go down to the Outer Banks, when I drive down there, we pass one. I want to say it's like somewhere in Delaware, and it's like the stadium itself is gigantic.
Yeah.
Just in terms of length, like it's crazy big. People love NASCAR. That's like one of the more just classic American pastimes.
Oh, that and there was a Top Gear episode back like when Top Gear was good with the good cars.
Was Top Gear the one with the three British guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys bother me.
Nah, they're funny.
Ugh. Especially that main one, the tall guy with the weird hair.
They all kind of have weird hair.
The tall one, not the short one. The one of them is like, he looks 20 years younger than the other two.
Why can I?
The middle one is the irrelevant one. Bless you.
Okay. yeah, there's James May, and he's like the granddad of the group.
Yeah.
There's Richard Hammond, and he's the short one who likes America.
One, yeah.
And then there's...
Yeah, the third one that no one knows.
No, I know is... Oh, Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah, who's like the middle one.
Yeah.
Yeah. James May is irritating.
Is he like the slow...
Yeah, he's like the tall guy who is all the quirky one-liners.
No, I think you might be thinking of Clarkson.
Maybe I am.
Anyways, they did an episode where they drove through, like, Southern America, like, South America.
The South of America.
The South of America. Yeah. Like, the stereotypical places in South of America.
Yeah.
And they, like, wrote things on each other's cars, and one of them was, like, NASCAR sucks. And it was... Is Indiana the birth of NASCAR? Or it was like one of the like big NASCAR states?
There's a famous race that takes place in Indianapolis.
And they went to a gas station and like people started throwing rocks at them. And like
Jeez.
Someone went to like get a gun. And they just like, them and the filming crew just ran away.
Yeah, no. People,
so that and the Wii was my introduction to NASCAR.
People get really passionate about NASCAR.
Too passionate.
Hmm.
America, I'm passionate.
What? The best things that America has given to the world
is... Not much.
Jazz, the blues, and baseball. Baseball's a big one.
Baseball is, like, not big in many countries. Because you've got cricket. No.
Well, it's definitely big. It's big in...
It's big in Japan.
Japan.
It's big in America.
America and Central America, South America.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, no. I've mm-hmm. seen that. But, like, the rest of, like, Europe has... Europe and...
yeah, no,
South
it's not...
South Asia have cricket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, no, baseball's around. It's made its way. Have you ever watched the Little League World Series?
I've seen the John Boys of it.
Yeah. You know that happens in Pennsylvania, Williamsport?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah. I drive by those stadiums when we go up north. Into the north. Jon Snow.
Okay.
We should keep watching Game of Thrones.
I
we should get
like
back into
we
it.
We must have collective time.
Yeah.
I know we do.
Yeah, probably. At some
Sam point. Must at some point have time.
He definitely does. But he's also pretty busy.
He is a busy dude.
It was just, like, more convenient last year.
Yeah.
Especially later on, like, we didn't have as much going on, it felt like.
Maybe closer to Thanksgiving we could do it. This is something we can talk about not while we're on the air.
Nothing is off the...
I mean, no one's listening, except maybe your mom.
I think my mom's listening, yeah. I think she texted about it. What are your next two songs?
So, first, should be Ragdoll by Aerosmith. A very underappreciated Aerosmith song, I think.
Yeah, Ragdoll's a good one.
And then Rebel Yell by Billy Idol.
Which I think is properly appreciated.
It is, and I completely didn't realize it was Billy Idol, because it was on at lower. And I was like, I've heard this song so much, and I like it. I'll add it to my playlist. And I was like, oh, it's Billy Idol.
Yeah, that is such a lower song.
It is, yeah. Lower I've has definitely, a strange taste in music.
They jump all over the place, but sometimes it surprises you.
It does.
All right. We'll do these two, and then we'll just go from there.
Rag doll, baby, won't you do me like it?
Welcome back.
Oh. All right, well.
Should we replay the song and then try again in another 5 minutes?
I don't think so.
Give Seems us time to prepare.
Strange.
What is?
A pillow.
What pillar?
No, pillow.
Oh, pillow.
Yeah, I was like.
Well, it matches the couch, dude.
It does match the chair.
Chair, yeah.
Would you say couch chair? I wouldn't say couch
no,
by
I
itself.
I called it a chair. I made a mistake.
You're forgiven, my son.
Martin, I got a question for you.
I might have an answer for you.
So would you rather...
Okay, maybe I won't have an answer.
Would you rather be blind and deaf and have no arms or legs?
Okay, I feel like it's not going to be that old.
Or live in New Jersey.
I would live in New Jersey.
Oh, are you,
okay. You live in... No, you don't. Tim lives in New Jersey.
I wish you had taken a second to appreciate the... It's like it's, you know, it's supposed to be like...
Yeah,
a,
but you made it such an awful choice for the other one.
Well, that's the point, is like, you know...
If you had said, like, maybe not blind, I would have been like, maybe.
We just don't see eye to eye on humor. That joke landed so well with my real friends. Yeah. Hurts. No, you got anything to add?
No, no, I don't, Evan.
All right, all right, we'll just go to the next two if Martin's not going to say anything. We've got Nirvana and we've got Zeppelin, two of the big ones, and the name of the Nirvana song is very long.
Read it out.
It's called Frances Farmer Will Have Her Revenge on Seattle.
That's a surprising name.
It's a good name.
I would not say that.
What would you say?
Just a different name. I don't think that's a good name.
Well, the second one, the Zeppelin song, if maybe this one will be better for you. It's called Bron E.R. Stomp.
That's so much worse.
The two guys, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant, went to Scotland. They went to Scotland or Ireland, one of those two, and lived in like a little cottage and wrote all these acoustic songs. And that's one of them. That's the name of their house, Bron E.R. I don't know how to pronounce it. Bron E.R. Bronier.
I'm blind. I can't read it.
B-R-O-N.
I'll just look it up once the song is playing.
No, we need to figure this out now. We'll just do those two, and then...
And then end the show. That's it. We're done.
We're not going to end. Oh, well, do you have to leave?
Yeah.
You have to get there at 8, right?
Yeah. I might want food. No, I'll eat afterwards. I haven't eaten yet today.
Why aren't you eating? Do you have an answer?
Not particularly. Today I just kind of forgot. I was sleeping a lot today.
You gotta get out of bed, man. We lose a lot of our life to sleep.
So what's a little bit more?
You've got big plans.
I have no plans.
I try to throw some things at you, and it's like a wall, and it just deflects. Let's talk about it. All right, we'll just jump into these two, and I'm gonna try to open up this locked box over here while we wait for these two to be done, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
That was really, really good on my part. I sprung into action. The song was 4 minutes and 17 seconds.
The fact that you didn't notice until the last
I hear the final chord. I look at the time. I got 2.5 seconds to work with. I spring in there, hit the mic button, pause the song.
It's not really not that much to do, actually.
You make me feel small.
Evan, you make me feel so much smaller.
That's not true. You, like, claim that I'm just, like, this bully to you, when I'm really not. I make jokes, but that's just because that's just friendship. And then you just come at me. Relentlessly. I'm about to play Adele.
What's wrong with Adele?
I'm just saying.
Also, I'm about to play Adele.
Go easy on me.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
the name of the song. Yeah. Well, there's no go. It's just easy on me. I never thought we'd be playing Adele on this channel, but
Adele. Have we not?
Definitely not.
I feel like we must have.
No. Maybe freshman year, but that's all a blur.
Yeah, my memory has gone a bit off the brain.
Yeah, well. You gotta get a hobby.
Excuse me?
Our friend just texted us. Yeah, they're listening in. Tonight's been a bit emotional. You came right at me from the gate.
Maybe if you've been on the last, like, five shows.
I had commitments that were, at the moment, larger than the show. I'm not, you know what? I'll say it. These were commitments that I had to go to. And they superseded the show, and I'm so sorry, Martin. It was 3 weeks, but now I'm back.
Avery wants a shout out. So that's your shout out, Avery. There you go.
Avery, you gotta help figure. You gotta. I was gonna say something.
Intervention.
I got my word. I'm addressing Avery. Help me figure out Martin, because the guy.
Why am I the like?
The guy be bringing me down.
How am I bringing you down?
With that,
so up next is the easy on me.
This is what happens. Anytime you try to confront Martin, he changes the subject immediately.
Having an argument, like,
it's all just back and forth. That's all it is. That's what I'm saying. Part of I'm gonna turn my ringer off.
I was about to say, it's a.
Do
you usually have your ringer on?
If I need to see a text. Like, if I am going to get a text that I need to see, I'll keep my ringer on, but most of the time, it's off.
No, Jay, we're not playing your song.
Oh, what? Jay wants to hear
Honestly, what song is it?
He wants to hear, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
That's his song.
Why does my phone die so quickly?
I couldn't think of a better one than that. All right, it's 47, and you got to get going soon, so let's play these two songs, and then we'll just...
up first is Easy On Me by Adele, play the songs,
You swerved into my lane,
play
man.
Play the songs, Evan.
What are they? You got to give the names.
Okay, so up first is Easy On Me by Adele, and then it's Call Me by Blondie, which I don't remember what that song sounds like.
Forever, I know there is hope.
Welcome back. It's just me. Martin had to leave. He's going to the Bailey's Health Center because he is sick, and I wish him well. He's been sick for many weeks now, and starting to get a little bit concerning. So he went to Bailey's, and I'll just be wrapping it up. We're going to play one more song. We're going to play a Beatles song. It's going to be great. And what else? You've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania. This song is called Don't Let Me Down. It'll be the last one. And ideally, Martin and I will be back next week. I don't see why we wouldn't be. And we'll catch you later then.
Nobody ever